Hi, I'm Anna, and I'm a fashion blogger. I've always loved fashion and creative writing, so a fashion blog combines both interests. My blog's about clothes for teenagers, which my brother and I model. When I first started, I didn't get many hits, but I did get mentioned in a well-known magazine, so I was pleased. Then one newspaper wrote something about me, and loads more people started to look at the blog. After that, a local TV channel came and interviewed me for a programme. That was great. Since then, the blog has really started to develop, so I'm no longer working alone. I recently met a photographer at my college, who agreed to take some shots for the site in return for publicity. And I considered asking a hairdresser to help, but I can't afford to pay anyone yet. I'd like to hire a makeup artist too, one day, but we'll see. There are some beautiful clothes available for teenagers now, so I feature those in my blog, while bearing in mind what my readers' lifestyles may be like. They're probably all students, so that's really the deciding factor when thinking about what to include. But they all have different tastes, so I make sure I feature clothes to suit a range of tastes. I try and think about their budgets too, of course, so choosing clothes is quite a task. Having said that, I've discovered teenagers are prepared to pay more for certain things if they're good quality. I asked readers about their most expensive purchases, expecting they'd say trainers, which can cost a fortune. However, jeans seemed to be their biggest purchase in terms of how much cash they'd part with. That didn't surprise me, because well-fitting ones aren't cheap. As for other essential items like jackets, their parents seem to be the ones to buy those. Most of the clothes I talk about are readily available, so you can go into department stores and find them there, and local clothes shops will stock them too. To mix things up, though, I also feature clothes I've found in second-hand shops. They're my personal favourites. I shop in them a lot. You can find really original things. Markets are quite good for that too. As well as showing the latest styles, I also include vintage clothes from other periods. Believe it or not, the 1920s is the richest source of ideas for my most recent blog posts, although other periods I featured have been interesting too. People enjoyed the clothes from the 1970s that I showed last year. I got lots of positive comments about stuff from the 1980s too. Because I'm trying to show clothes for both sexes on my blog, I include a range of colours and patterns in the items I choose. Clothes that have no pattern on them are always popular, but people also like checks, especially in bright colours. A little while ago, there were suddenly far more hits on anything that had stripes. Anyway, clothes with flowers on them are my personal choice, so they'll always appear somewhere. I try to avoid materials that are artificial if I can. I focus largely on items made from cotton, say, which I like better than anything made from plastic. And you don't have to spend a lot on them. Wool sometimes features too, especially in winter. I've also begun experimenting with putting things on the blog that I've made myself. I attempted a few hats, although people didn't seem to like them that much. But the bags I made got a better response. Then I started putting together earrings. And when those appeared, people asked to buy them. So that's something for the future. I'm proud of how the blog's grown. I think even at the beginning it was fairly sophisticated, and recently some readers commented that it looked professional, which I took as a compliment. I didn't start out feeling skilled at it, so it shows what you can achieve once you become more experienced.
Now you will hear part two again.
Hi, I'm Anna, and I'm a fashion blogger. I've always loved fashion and creative writing, so a fashion blog combines both interests. My blog's about clothes for teenagers, which my brother and I model. When I first started, I didn't get many hits, but I did get mentioned in a well-known magazine, so I was pleased. Then one newspaper wrote something about me, and loads more people started to look at the blog. After that, a local TV channel came and interviewed me for a programme. That was great. Since then, the blog has really started to develop, so I'm no longer working alone. I recently met a photographer at my college, who agreed to take some shots for the site in return for publicity. And I considered asking a hairdresser to help, but I can't afford to pay anyone yet. I'd like to hire a makeup artist too, one day, but we'll see. There are some beautiful clothes available for teenagers now, so I feature those in my blog, while bearing in mind what my readers' lifestyles may be like. They're probably all students, so that's really the deciding factor when thinking about what to include. But they all have different tastes, so I make sure I feature clothes to suit a range of tastes. I try and think about their budgets too, of course, so choosing clothes is quite a task. Having said that, I've discovered teenagers are prepared to pay more for certain things if they're good quality. I asked readers about their most expensive purchases, expecting they'd say trainers, which can cost a fortune. However, jeans seemed to be their biggest purchase in terms of how much cash they'd part with. That didn't surprise me, because well-fitting ones aren't cheap. As for other essential items like jackets, their parents seem to be the ones to buy those. Most of the clothes I talk about are readily available, so you can go into department stores and find them there, and local clothes shops will stock them too. To mix things up, though, I also feature clothes I've found in second-hand shops. They're my personal favourites. I shop in them a lot. You can find really original things. Markets are quite good for that too. As well as showing the latest styles, I also include vintage clothes from other periods. Believe it or not, the 1920s is the richest source of ideas for my most recent blog posts, although other periods I've featured have been interesting too. People enjoyed the clothes from the 1970s that I showed last year. I got lots of positive comments about stuff from the 1980s too. Because I'm trying to show clothes for both sexes on my blog, I include a range of colours and patterns in the items I choose. Clothes that have no pattern on them are always popular, but people also like checks, especially in bright colours. A little while ago, there were suddenly far more hits on anything that had stripes. Anyway, clothes with flowers on them are my personal choice, so they'll always appear somewhere. I try to avoid materials that are artificial if I can. I focus largely on items made from cotton, say, which I like better than anything made from plastic. And you don't have to spend a lot on them. Wool sometimes features too, especially in winter. I've also begun experimenting with putting things on the blog that I've made myself. I attempted a few hats, although people didn't seem to like them that much. But the bags I made got a better response. Then I started putting together earrings. And when those appeared, people asked to buy them, so that's something for the future. I'm proud of how the blog's grown. I think even at the beginning it was fairly sophisticated, and recently some readers commented that it looked professional, which I took as a compliment. I didn't start out feeling skilled at it, so it shows what you can achieve once you become more experienced.